in the vaccine. For instance, Heidi Harris, who you hear from 9 until noon every day, says absolutely positively she will not get this vaccine. She just won't. And simply put, there is a case to be made for not getting it. I can tell you the experience I had 3 years ago when I got sicker than a dog taking the flu vaccine. And that's 40%, only 40% effective. But I got deathly ill for about 3 or 4 or 5 days. Nothing that looked life-threatening, but I was just sick, and I was just sicker than a dog. And there are dogs that would probably say, yeah, that's better than I feel. But I want you to hear Governor Sisolak and the message to those who don't believe in the vaccine. Here it is.
As you know, there's still some people who don't necessarily have full trust in this vaccine right now. Will your office be doing anything in terms of education, encouraging people to go out and get it?
We will be doing as much as we possibly can with our medical facilities, with our doctors on the front line, in terms of describing just how safe this vaccine is. I mean, it's been thoroughly vetted. Our Western states have vetted it a second time. They've approved it. The vaccine should be here tomorrow. And I would have no problem, whether it would be my mother, my sister, my kids, my wife, anyone, getting the vaccine. I'm confident in the safety and the efficacy of the vaccines and would encourage people to take part and receive the vaccine.
That's directly from the governor. You can believe him. You cannot believe him. I think I will probably take it, especially as I see more and more people take it and not keel over. I think it's going to be the saving grace. It's going to be the game changer. We'll talk more about that coming up. More from the governor. Something that really made me angry. I mean, made me really angry. When I heard it, and that is playing what I call the federal bailout card, where somehow the federal government owes the state of Nevada something, you know. The state of Nevada has holes in its budget created by its leadership. And it goes back to Sandoval, and it continues on with Sisolak. We'll talk about that more and coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Now, coming up on 5:32, as we check out our traffic cams right now, we do see some heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway just about everywhere. Down there, 215 westbound at St. Rose, it's a crawl. 215 eastbound at Eastern, exercise patience. 215 westbound at the airport connector, slow through that corridor. You're bumper to bumper right now, Interstate 15 south at Sahara, North 15 at Spring Mountain as you work your way through there. Congestion, Interstate 15 southbound at Russell, past the stadium. And do remember the road work, which is taking place on Nellis Boulevard. They're not done with that. That is between Tropicana and Craig. Those lane restrictions begin tonight at 8 p.m.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
UNLV basketball back at it tonight as they are set to play host to Pepperdine, a 6:30 tip-off at Thomas and Mack. The Rhino Rebels have not played a game since last Saturday, December 5th, when they were able to get a good road win at Kansas State. That was their first win of the season. Raiders football, not only do they lose to the Colts yesterday 44-27, they're now in a situation where essentially they need to win out if they want to have much of a shot of being a postseason team. Head coach John Gruden was not happy after the game, and about 3 hours after the game ended, he fired defense coordinator Paul Gunther. First-year defensive line coach Rod Marinelli will take over on an interim basis. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Mistle toner and ink nog.
Tis the season to save big on ink and toner at Staples.
Right now, get 30% back in Staples rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Give your printer the gift of ink or toner this holiday and receive 30% back in Staples rewards.
In store only. Ends 12/26. Curbside available in most stores. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/30andrewards for details.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline has come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, or maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The final half hour of the show always belongs to you, so if you want to join us, you're welcome to jump on board. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. So sad about those 5 bicyclists and 4 others that were injured. 5 lost their lives. 4 were injured, and it is so sad. What we're going to do now is open up our phone lines to you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things I want to get to is the governor and the bailout call. Yesterday, in saying the mitigation is going to continue till January 15, we've got the eviction moratorium is going to continue through March. But it got me to thinking, what right does this governor have to literally demand of the federal government help for the pandemic? Now, granted, the state didn't bring on the pandemic, neither did the federal government or the Trump administration. Nobody did that. But the fact is that the governor is saying, you know, he's trying to do that extortion thing. You know, if we get help from the federal government, we'll get all these goodies. You'll get your kids back into schools. Get them out of distance learning. It's just incredible. Let's go to Cut 6. This is the governor yesterday, or I'm sorry, not Cut 6. I'm sorry about that. Cut 5. This is the governor playing what I call the federal bailout card. Here it is.
First months of the pandemic, Nevada lost 250,000 jobs, 250,000 jobs, reaching an unemployment rate of 30.1%. The highest level ever reported by any state in modern history. For reference, during the Great Recession, Nevada lost approximately 180,000 jobs over nearly 3 years. Unemployment benefits are established for a full year. And due to the pandemic, nearly 142,000 Nevadans have completely exhausted that eligibility, with a vast majority unable to file again until mid-March 2021 or later. Let me repeat that. Without additional federal assistance, the majority of these 142,000 Nevadans will have no further unemployment benefits available to them from the state or federal government to support their lost income. This is a stark difference from the spring, when the additional assistance of the federal government helped many of Nevada's most vulnerable workers displaced by COVID receive unemployment benefits that replaced roughly 100% of their lost income. That reality no longer exists. In the spring, at the time Nevada and states across the country were under stay-at-home orders, many individuals, families, and businesses had savings accounts that helped them hold on and helped them hold over. The state of Nevada had a savings account too, our rainy day fund. We had just received robust federal support that provided income replacement to individuals and gave state and local governments funding to provide a safety net. As of today, none of those things exist. Personal savings accounts have been depleted. The state emptied its rainy day fund in the spring to address our massive budget deficit. The funding we received from the Federal CARES Act is set to expire at the end of this year, meaning the programs created by state and local governments to assist Nevadans directly will have to stop in a couple of weeks. According to one of our state economists, to return to full stay-at-home restrictions without the savings and assistance we had in the spring would put us in a position that would be as bad or worse than the Great Depression. That means return to historic unemployment numbers and a significant demand for public assistance with no funds to pay for it. If we could write a check to every Nevadan right now to provide them the ability to stay home and stop the spread, I'd do it. But we can't.
That's the governor. Now, here's my problem, and I'll open up our phone lines to your calls, because this is where I just radically disagree with the governor. By the way, you want to join us, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. When he says we lost 250,000 jobs, we didn't just lose 250,000 jobs. We didn't. This isn't something like Lost and Found where, you lose your cell phone. Oh, where did I put it? No, he lost those jobs. The governor did. This is Governor Sisolak, who presided over the shutdown of our economy. This isn't we lost the jobs. The jobs were killed. And the guy that's guilty of the murder is the governor. And this thing of, well, you know, the federal government poured money to take care of our people back in March. The reason they had to do it was because you killed the jobs. Period. This whole idea that the federal government can come in, there's a term in old Greek tragedy, the deus ex machina, God from machine. And it was something where just when the hero or the heroine was about to be killed, there would be a machine that would come down from the ceiling and save the day. Deus ex machina. Look it up. And I'm just telling you, the governor's playing this bailout card as if you know, there is some obligation on the part of the federal government. They did something that they had to do to prevent a recession. I get that. We're not there. And the governor is the one that killed those jobs. It wasn't Donald Trump. It wasn't the Republicans in the Senate. This was done by the Sisolak administration. And to all of a sudden say if the feds don't give us money, your kids are going to be on distance learning forever. I don't take kindly to threats like that. I honestly don't. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Why is Governor Sisolak putting all the pressure on landlords and expecting them to provide a free place to live for everybody till this is over? The Nevada State Apartment Association joins me.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish, and for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635, or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Brr, it's starting to get colder, but I'm always hesitant to turn on the heater for the first time every winter. This year, I'm more confident. I called Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367. They came over, did a 21-point safety and efficiency check on my system for just $59, and their technicians are so helpful. With Home Air, it's not a sales pitch like at most national chains and box stores. Call Danny. She can set up a safety inspection for residents all over the Vegas Valley. That's Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367, or go to homeairlv.com, license 51.
Call the experts at Home Air Conditioning.
Don't let the sharks take advantage of you before you overpay that national chain or big box store. Call Home Air Conditioning for an estimate on a new air conditioning system with easy financing available. Apply online at homeairlv.com. And remember, at Home Air Conditioning, second opinions are always free. Call Danny at 702-878-8367, license number 51994. Call 702-878-8367.
Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
There's a place to share the joy of your team winning it all, and a place to share a laugh about skiing and taking a fall. There's a place to share photos of pets or singing in the choir or the time you ate a pepper and your mouth was on fire. But we could all be better at sharing how we're feeling inside. 76% of employees have struggled with at least one issue that affected their mental health. When you share, you're not alone. Ask about your company's emotional health benefits. Visit heart.org/sharing. Brought to you by the American Heart Association.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday night. Monday Night Football going on, 7-7, Ravens and Cleveland Browns. Boy, who thought the Cleveland Browns would be any good? And it turns out they're really good. Anyway, tell you what, let's go to the phones. Again, if you are a first-time caller, let our producer, gentleman Jim Dallas, know. He'll whisper it in my ear. I will, I'll blab it to everybody. I'm like an open book That's what I do. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. Anything is fair game. I did ask the not-so-rhetorical question, what in God's name is this governor doing trying to threaten that if the federal government doesn't come through with some money, that we're in big trouble? Our kids are going to stay on distance learning. And, and we need the money, playing the federal bailout card. When it's governors like Sisolak and legislatures like the Democrat the Democrat Assembly and the Democrat State Senate, they're the ones that got us into this trouble. Regardless of the pandemic. Anyway, let's go to your phone calls. Go to Keith. Keith, he's a first time caller. Keith, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, I also think that that he lost all the jobs as well, but it's bad enough that he did that, but why, after 10 months, can Dieter still not answer the phone?
Yeah.
10 months it's been. And if you call any time during the day, you can never get through. I have many friends that haven't received anything, and they can't get through.
Yeah, yeah. He left that part out. The Dieter part. He said, "Well, we lost these jobs. This is not like losing a lucky penny or losing your watch these jobs aren't lost. They were killed, and they were killed by the governor." And he's and by the way, he needs to start taking some account. For what's happened, it's almost like he's been an innocent bystander to all of it. Oh, we lost all those jobs. it just
right. Well, in 10 months we built Circa. You'd think they'd be able to answer the phone.
There you go, Keith. Thanks man.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. And again, first time caller. He survived. Our survival rate, by the way, on first time callers, just so you know, is like, God, it's up over 98%. There's an occasional one that'll slip through that won't be any good. But the survival rate is up over 98%. You want to join us? We've just freed up a line. Keith moving on means that there's a line available to you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. And my proposition is this. Did we lose these jobs? Or did the governor kill them? It's my contention that the governor killed him. It's not the pandemic that killed him. The guy that closed things down on March 17, remember? I will always remember St. Patrick's Day of 2020. I mean, it's incredible. That's the day our economy shut down. And it was shut down by one person. The one person that had the ability to do it. And it was the governor. That is what is so incredibly sad about all of this. That it was the governor that killed these jobs. We didn't lose these jobs. Oh, we misplaced them. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Ed. See if we can squeeze him in before the break. Ed, you're up and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm Kevin Wall. Good afternoon.
Great. Yeah, well, feds are sort of helping out the employment and the economy in Nevada on a regular basis by the military bases, Nellis, Fallon, the Tonopah Range, so on and so forth. That's a big payroll. And then a contribution to our economy. Then the national parks and that sort of thing, and the BLM land. So, they're already contributing to lowering the unemployment and providing indirect tax revenue to the state. But Sisolak had his tin cup out before this COVID thing came along. He wanted money for housing. Remember, he wanted $22 million from the feds for housing because it was getting expensive, and then he wanted money from the feds for education.
I mean, good point.
Understand, he's the governor, right? You get the money and you spend it. I mean, it's not up to the feds to contribute to your little slush fund. You run it and you meet your budget.
No, you know what he did? You know what he did? And by the way, Ed, I got to run. I'm glad you called. You know what he did, though? He ran down the rainy day fund in the first year, in the 2020 or 2021. He ran it down. We had to replenish the supply to the rainy day fund because we spent it all. Stay where you are. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This holiday season, foster hope by giving the gift of a loving home to foster kids. Clark County's Department of Family Services is looking for caregivers to open their homes and hearts to foster youth. From teenagers to toddlers, there are approximately 3,000 children in Clark County foster care system in need of a home. Take the first step and learn more at countmein.vegas to sign up for a non-obligational virtual information session or call 702-455-0181. That's countmein.vegas.
This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
They said it couldn't be done, but Dollar Loan Center has done it. We've made getting a signature loan up to $5,000 even faster.
Dollar Loan Center.
Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right, you can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. You can walk out of one of our over 50 locations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Is rent due today? Need to book a last-minute flight? Or maybe your car registration's due today? Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new instant funding. Get up to $5,000 in minutes. There's no added fees and no collateral is needed. There are never any early payment penalties, and we give you over a year if you need it to pay back your loan. Dollar Loan Center is now offering instant funding.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us. Coming up tomorrow, how is the COVID-19 vaccine now that it's reached Nevada? How's the distribution going from the folks who brought you Dieter? Sounds like a movie promo. From the folks who brought you Dieter. I'm just saying that it's the COVID-19 vaccine. And let's see how the governor's doing on this one. It's got to be better. It's got to be better than the Dieter rollout. I mean, this is a state government. I mean, you heard what Ed said. That people can't even reach a human at Dieter. Still, to this day, 10 months in. Unbelievable. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. I want to thank our entire crew, Gentleman Jim Dallas, Andrew Paul, the guy with two first names. But most importantly, I want to thank you for being a part of our show every day. I know you have a lot of choices out there as you drive home. And I'm glad you've picked us. Thank you. I really do appreciate it. Till we join you tomorrow at 3, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your evening, would you please? Right here. Don't touch that dial on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated.